news, everyone.
It's Tuesday!
We all have to do things we don't want to.
We just ask that you don't drink during your shift.
It's always a nice day with two scoops of raisins.
Really, you never see a memo that says 9:01.
Ugh, I can't deal with anything until I've had my after-nap coffee.
As we say in the radio business, if you put that on the radio, people will listen to it.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show on a chilly... Okay, a cold morning this morning. We're 4.5 degrees below normal for the month so far. And it's early. But we actually have some light at the end of the tunnel. It's going to warm up by the weekend. So that's good.
I hope so, because I'm officially angry.
Are you really?
Yeah, I can't take it. First of all, I'm sick of heating my house. Like, I need to, like... tap the brakes on this heating bill.
I had to order oil yesterday.
Right?
Did you really?
Like,
yep.
I mean,
no,
that's
kidding.
It. I've had it. And there's no one to complain to except you guys.
We can just, you know, moan and complain
right,
to each
like,
other.
We're literally, like, can't talk to management of Mother Nature. They're, like, completely, like, blanked out. No thanks. But now I just get to complain about it with you guys.
I had that money earmarked for a trip to Foxwoods.
Okay, yeah,
not
exactly.
Not going to be using it there now.
Dang.
Okay, well, things we have coming up on the program today. We got Win a Grand in 60 Seconds coming up in about 15 minutes here. Oh, we got a great comedy guest. Kelly McFarlane's going to be with us.
So funny.
She is extremely funny.
Love
She'll be
her.
In about 8:20 this morning. You got to stick around for that. Okay, also... Brian's Bell Buster. What are we doing today on the Bell Buster?
We're going to call Carol, who, well, she has a supermarket habit that's a little annoying. She uses the 15 items line.
No, yes, sir.
Abuses too many items. Privilege.
Yeah, so we're going to call her and call her out on that.
Okay. 6:50 in the morning, we got that coming up. We got Men from Maine, 6:20 and 7:20.
What about Fleetwood Mac, you guys?
Go figure.
Drama.
Yeah,
drama on tour. They never disappoint. They're constantly fighting with each other. I love it.
We'll cover all of that in Dirty Laundry with LBF coming up 7:45 this morning. All of this morning right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, our Grand in 60 Seconds player this morning is a customer service rep from beautiful Uxbridge, Massachusetts, and her name is Lynn Conrad. Good morning, Lynn, and welcome to the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Good morning.
Are you feeling pretty good about this morning?
I'm ready to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're our guest teenage disc jockey. So the deal is, since you are a customer service rep, we'd like to have you give each one of your answers in a very condescending tone, please. The way the game works. Okay, you can do that.
I mean,
good for you.
Nice.
The way the game works is, LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in 1 minute. If you know, if you don't know one, you can say pass at any time. We'll try to come back and pick that question up at the end if you have answered the other questions and if we have time. If you get all 10 right within 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in cash. It's that simple. LB has the questions ready. Are you prepared, Lynn?
Yeah, let's do this.
Let's do this thing. Right. 3, 2, 1, go.
What color do red and yellow make?
Orange.
Who won the 2018 Masters?
Patrick Reed.
What is the fourth to last letter of the English alphabet?
U.
On the periodic table of elements, N is the symbol for what element?
Nitrogen.
What kind of alcohol is Don Julio?
Pass.
What is 49 plus 49?
98.
What year did World War I start?
Pass.
What board game do you pick up chance and community chess cards?
Monopoly.
It's 8 a.m. in Vancouver. What time is it in London?
Pass.
What boy band sings the song Shape of My Heart and I Want It That Way?
Pass.
Okay, let's see. We got another. What kind of alcohol is Don Julio?
Bourbon.
Excuse me?
Bourbon.
Bourbon.
All right. Well, we ran out of time.
Time is up.
Strong start. It's okay. It's all right.
You got
okay.
half of them. Don't get
right.
five right.
All right. What is the fourth to last letter of the English alphabet W? What kind of alcohol is Don Julio? Tequila. What year did World War I start? 1914. It's 4 p.m. in London when it's 8 a.m. in Vancouver, and The boy band that sang the song Shape of My Heart and I Want It That Way, Backstreet Boys.
That's it. I
know. No, now you got it. I know. It's so much easier when the pressure's off. But for you, we have a consolation prize this morning, a $100 Stop and Shop gift card.
Oh, see?
And
that's
plus, the newest edition of Savory Magazine is in your Stop and Shop right now. Features lots to talk about veggies and savory tips on how to green up your meals. Now, for everybody else, you think you got what it takes to play? Enter to play and be a contestant at WRR.com. We'll randomly pick players from the online entries.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Here is your 620 men from Maine. Let's roll it.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem runs into Ephus and Effie at $3 Dewey's.
How you guys doing?
Oh, fine.
Hi.
And Effie excuses herself to go powder her nose.
I'll be right back, Ephus. I gotta take a wicked mean grunger.
Okay.
And Lem says...
Hey, Ephus, how come you always go out with Effie now? I never see you without her no more.
I gotta be honest with you. There is a reason.
What's that?
Well... she's just got too ugly to kiss goodbye.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Welcome morning and welcome to the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. And something happened last night, in case you missed this. Something happened on the Tonight Show that has never, ever happened before. This is an absolute first.
Yes, The Tonight Show had its first co-host last night. Jimmy Fallon and Cardi B were co-hosting last night. Now, let me just tell you, Cardi B, she is, if you don't know who she is, you need to know who she is because, and I don't blame you for not knowing who she is, because right. She literally rose to fame in the past year, less than, really.
Overnight.
I mean, she was, little background, she became like an Instagram sensation and like a social media person. Then she was on Love and Hip Hop New York, and then that was a reality TV show. But then she had Bodak Yellow, which was a single that was released, and she was the first female rapper to top Billboard Hot 100 chart, knocking Taylor Swift off the number one spot. Nominated for 2 Grammys, and she's just had this meteoric rise, which is kind of inexplicable. Also, she's the girl on Finesse with Bruno Mars, which is a really good song.
Yes,
I think it's number one. I'm not positive, however, co-hosting The Tonight Show is her bag, because here's a clip of the opening monologue with Jimmy Fallon.
What is up with that coat? It makes it look like 2 kids sitting on each other trying to buy beer.
What is up with that coat? It looked like me when I was trying to hide my paper.
What is up with that coat? Looks like he's trying to sneak a rotisserie chicken into the movie theater.
What is up with that coat? I didn't know Spanx made jackets.
You didn't know Spanx made jackets?
Okay, all
what
right,
is up
thank
with that
you.
Coat? Looks like his plan for the border wall is him. Oh, my goodness.
What is up with that coat? Look like they put a button press on the wrong side.
No.
Okay.
I think, let's just say that she was nervous and talking really fast, because everyone knows that that happens when you're nervous, you talk really, really fast. But I'm not sure. And then she was everywhere.
She was on Saturday Night Live last
week. She revealed her pregnancy on Saturday Night Live. Everyone was talking about that. She was on The Tonight Show. She's in Oprah Magazine. Bodak Yellow is like just crazy. Her new album's out. I mean, you cannot play, but by the way, I listened to it, Bodak Yellow. Very interesting rap song, but you cannot play it at any... any baby shower, christening, graduation party, anything that your grandmother or mother or even sister or kid are at. But it's, you know, fun to jam in the car with. So there's that.
Now we know.
I don't know. Joan Rivers must be really ticked right now.
I don't understand, but now we know.
I don't think
that's going to translate well in Iowa.
You know what? I don't know. But I'm always fascinated by the meteoric rise. And then I'm waiting, because if you rise this fast, there's only one way to go.
Okay, I'm going the options. Okay, I got you. Thank you very much. Okay, hey,
too
listen.
Fast.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, you're going to thank me for this, because here is the reason why you need to go to Ben and Jerry's today, and it's a very simple reason. Free ice cream
today.
Yeah, it's free cone day from noon today until 8 p.m.
Oh, boy.
8 p.m.?
Yep. You can go into any Ben & Jerry's. And the really, really cool thing is you don't just go in and get, like, a scoop of ice cream. You can. They encourage you. You can get back in line as many times as you want.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You know, I did that at the Ghirardelli thing in
they
San Francisco.
Throw you, out?
You know, when you go to that it's in San Francisco. It's famous.
Yeah, right.
And you go in and they give you. There's a woman standing with a bag, and you grab a chocolate, and then you leave. And then I went around like five times to get free chocolate. I have
really?
No shame. You can get back in line.
Yep, you can get back in line.
Okay, you guys. I just want to let you know. There's one at the Prue. There's one at the Seaport. There's one on Newbury Street. There's one in Natick, maybe.
Is it wrong that my wife's favorite Ben and Jerry flavor is Chubby Hubby? That seems mean.
That seems
to me.
Wrong.
That's adorable.
That seems
that's
wrong.
Love, actually.
No,
it is delicious.
But those guys are really cool. You know, we've had Jerry in here a number of times, and it's a fascinating story behind Ben and Jerry's. I don't know if you knew this, but they grew up together. They met when they were in the seventh grade in Long Island, and they were in the same gym class, and they were the two slowest guys in gym class, so they bonded. And they decide, okay, when we get out of school, we're going to start our own company. So they moved to Vermont when they got out of school, and they decided they're going to open up a company where they were going to deliver bagels. They were going to make bagels, and then they were going to deliver bagels and cream cheese and coffee and a Sunday morning paper. And that was going to be their business model.
Okay.
But they found out that buying a machine to make the bagels was too expensive.
Yeah.
But they could get an ice cream machine a lot cheaper. So they took an online course on how to make ice cream from Penn State and started making ice cream. And the rest is history.
You know what's great about that story is that had they been the fastest in gym class, they would have ended up being competitors. But when you're the worst at something, you bond.
It's absolutely.
Which explains this show.
Right. Ice cream.
And by the way, speaking of athletic ability, Hank.
Hey, the Bronx Bombers, they are coming to town. Yankees in town tonight to face the Red Sox for three games. Begins tonight at Fenway, 7:05, Chris Sale against Luis Severino. Sox after the best start in team history. 8-1. They've won eight straight games.
Yankees. I'm nervous.
Yankee, what are you nervous about?
I'm nervous. I don't like it when you come out of the gate this good.
That's okay. We're playing with
house money
now. It's
like peaking in high school. It's just never a good idea.
Yankees are 5-5, and they're big three home run hitters. Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, Gary Sanchez, only six home runs so far. Xander Bogaerts out 10 to 14 days with that cracked bone on his left ankle. Celts play their final regular season road game tonight in D.C. against the Wizards. Bruins open the first round of the playoffs Thursday night against Toronto at the Garden. Boston Herald, listen to this. They reported yesterday that early last season, Patriots coach Bill Belichick absolutely lambasted Rob Gronkowski in front of his teammates for working out with Tom Brady's fitness guru, Alex Guerrero. Could be one of the reasons Gronk has been reluctant.
Interesting.
And it was right before Guerrero was banned from traveling with the team and coming down to the sidelines. And how about this? Medford High School baseball captain Jack Fargo is really getting some serious attention from college and professional scouts. The hard-throwing righty fired a no-hitter and struck out 16 yesterday. Jeez. Medford walked off Gloucester High 1-0. Gino Simone won it with a base hit in the bottom of the seventh.
Gino!
No-hitter, 16 strikeouts for that Jack Fargo. Sports brought to you by Neighborhood Health Plan.
Okay, the Brian Bellbuster is coming up. Next to today's Bellbuster is...
All right, well, I heard from Peter. It's his wife Carol's birthday. Yep. It was brought to you by Dr. Wu, by the way. And she has a tendency of going through the checkout line with maybe one or two items too many.
So, so many items.
Yeah, so I called her as the supermarket police.
What's one or two items? Let me ask you this. I bought a box of blueberries. Is that 112 items?
No. Well, not Carol.
Now?
Seems like you're being a little silly, don't you think?
Oh, I'm being silly.
So what we're going to do, Carol, is you're kind of on supermarket probation. So the next time you come in, you just check in with our office, and we'll have someone go through the line with you.
I'm not going to come in and check in your store like a criminal.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
It's Carol's birthday, and her husband Peter wanted to get a Brian Bellbuster for her, and he told me that she tends to go through the 15 items or fewer line with maybe an item or two more.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah, so we called her as the supermarket security.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hi, looking for Carol?
Yeah, this is Carol.
Hi, Carol. Larry Daly from...
Okay. How can I help you? I love your place. I shop there all the time.
Yeah, we know. We appreciate your business.
Everything okay? Did I leave my wallet there or something?
No, I'm actually calling from the supermarket security office.
Uh-huh.
We've been reviewing some of the tapes, and
okay.
Seems like you have been going through the 15 items or fewer line with quite a few items, Carol.
Oh.
I don't know if you're aware, but, you know, like when we have a deal on Polar Seltzer, you know, 4 for $10.
Right.
That's 4 items right there, Carol.
Oh, I see. Okay, so let me get this straight. This is what you're spending your time on.
Well, it's part of my job.
Is a six-pack, 6 items? You're going to take out each beer individually now?
No, but when there's 4 actual cartons, you know, that's 4 items. We're going to need you to come on back and bring those extra items. We've been keeping track, and it looks like for the month, you're probably about 17 items over the limit.
Oh, I see. Yeah. You got a file on me, huh?
Well, you know, it's come to our attention because of the other shoppers. You know, people get a little upset, don't want to say anything in the line, you know, so they bring it to our attention. So we've been on, you're on a watch list, basically, yeah.
What's 1 or 2 items? Let me ask you this. I bought a box of blueberries. Is that 112 items?
No. Well, now, Carol,
now?
Seems like you're being a little silly, don't you think?
Oh, am I being silly?
So what we're going to do, Carol, is you're kind of on supermarket probation. So the next time you come in, you just check in with our office, and we'll have someone go through the line with you so you make sure that you don't take too many items through the 15 items or fewer line.
Yeah. Let me explain something to you. If I buy a can of tuna and a jar of mayonnaise, that's a set. That's really 1 item because they're going to the same food source.
Well, now that's...
See what I'm saying here?
I see how you're consolidating there. That could be part of your problem. That's 2 separate items there.
The end result is tuna. So that's 1 item right there.
Well, now this is good. See, so
how I work it.
This, okay, I see your system. So, like an 8-pack of, you know, hamburger rolls with a package of burgers, you see that as 1 item.
Oh, now we're finally communicating. Yes.
Well, I really...
I'm not going to come in and check in your store. Some perp on the Mariska Hargitay show. I'm not going to come in and check in like a criminal.
I'm going to buy my items,
and I might just have 16 next week. I don't know. Watch me.
Well, okay. You're really challenging us. And I don't even want to get into your cart return policy.
Listen. You've got people that's going to be lollygagging around. That's what they're there for.
Boy. Now, I see one of the items that you probably can't bring back. We heard from your husband, Peter, that you might have been buying a birthday cake.
Peter? Yeah, it was my birthday last week. What?
Hey, this is Brian Bell from the Lauren and Wally Show.
Oh, my God.
This is a Brian Bell buster, Carol.
Oh, my God. Every morning I hear these things. I think, what an idiot. And now it's me. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Peter told us you play pretty fast and loose with the 15 items or less line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. He's going to play a little fast and loose with Peter when he gets home. We'll see if he has his dinner waiting or not. Yeah. Oh, my God.
We appreciate you listening to the Lorna Wally Show.
Oh, I appreciate the laugh you gave me. I feel like an idiot.
Yeah, no. You can get Peter back on his birthday.
I plan to do that. Believe me.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show. Thanks for listening to WROR.
All right. Thank you.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
So let me get this straight. This happened yesterday. Your sister's at Logan. She's hopping on a plane. She's heading to Florida.
Yep.
Somebody gives the attendant trouble a little
it was a disorderly passenger. I guess what happened, according to my sister, is that the passenger called a flight attendant
a bad name.
Does it end with hole?
Yes,
yes, it does.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I saw you were struggling.
Thank you. And then they I don't know the rules. So they asked the person to get off the plane, and then the person, of course, being belligerent and all, said no. And then so it was like, well, if you're not going to get off, then we're going to have everyone get off. So Julie texts me, she's like, oh, my God, I'm being deplaned. And I'm like, personally, or is it the whole thing? And she said, yeah. So they went up, they got off the plane, and they found out it was an unruly passenger, and then they let everyone except the unruly passenger on again, and they were on their merry way. But what's stunning to me, and also my sister, was that the passenger was asked to leave the plane for calling the flight attendant a name that if you were in the third grade and called your teacher, you wouldn't get kicked out of school. But so it was interesting to me about being on a plane and how you really have to behave yourself And there's no reason to call another person that kind of name as adults. I mean, really, the unruly passenger was absolutely wrong. But
and can you imagine how popular that guy, that person was with the other passengers after they all have to get off the plane?
God, yeah.
And all look
delayed,
at this one person.
And everybody wants to get to Orlando on time so they can go to Disney. You know, the funny thing is there's a story actually today that says that, you know, an in-depth study of airline quality found that major airlines performed better in 2017 than they had in nearly 30 years.
You're
even
kidding.
Though, like, yeah, and that's including, like, dead
really?
Animals and people being.
Really?
You know, yeah.
Dragged off of
dragged
planes
off
and things
planes.
Like wow.
But I just wonder, like, you know, what? It's very easy to get kicked off a plane now.
Well, yeah.
They kick off you if you. There was a terrible story about a kid with special needs who was kicked off because he had a little bit of a stomach issue.
Yep.
And he threw up, and they're like, get off. And they made the family stay at the airport for 11 hours. I mean, it's very easy to get kicked off a plane.
Have you ever been deplaned?
No.
Okay. Hank, have you ever been deplaned?
I have not. I asked nicely for the seatbelt extender, and I just sit down and shut up.
I seriously have never been more compliant in my life than when it comes to me going to the airport.
You
like,
have to
I
be.
Am just, there's no, I mean, I joke about it. There's no joking. There's, no. I am this most serious person from the moment I walk in those doors to the time I get off the plane.
And that starts with the TSA.
Yo,
all,
you
all
sure
the way
does.
Through, you know?
It really, like, you have to go into the whole, like, air travel thing with that mindset of, like, I'm going to wait in line forever.
Yep.
It's not going to be comfortable, but it's just the way it is.
Yes.
And if you go into it like, because if you go into it like, I just have to get through this, and you're all like, you know.
Yeah, no, I need to get there first. I need to get there. No,
yeah.
I get a, no,
yeah,
no, the, you got to go in with the absolute lowest of expectations
and
with your mouth shut.
And when it's time to get off the plane before they get to the gate, you know, why do people stand up?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, because you can't go anyplace.
I do it to stretch my legs because my knees are almost locked.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
that's why
so,
I do it.
Okay,
well,
hang on. We got somebody who got...
we do?
Okay.
This is Renee.
Okay, Renee. Okay, so what happened to you anyway?
They called my name, and it was a small plane. It probably sat like 40 people, but they said there was weight imbalance.
A weight imbalance? Hold the phone.
Oh, my.
Okay. You have now discovered something that I am now officially afraid of, to be called off a plane because of a weight imbalance?
I said, am I the fattest person on this flight?
Wow.
And did they say yes?
They didn't. So they said, no, we have to redistribute the weight, and would you please disembark?
My God.
Wow. Did you tell him you could stand in the middle aisle?
Strap me in the middle of the plane, man. I want to go.
How much do you weigh?
200.
That's
okay.
Nothing.
You're not a great big guy.
No, not huge.
Okay.
Is this a paper airplane?
Well, you know, they could have kicked off a couple hundred pounders.
Well, I said I had to go where I'm going, so they offered $500 for somebody else to get off.
And did they take it?
They did.
Okay.
Now I went home and told my wife, and she said, now we know who's the fattest of the two.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Wow.
Have a fabulous day. Okay, Men from Maine is coming up next at 7:20. In this episode, Ephus reveals some confidential information about his relationship with Effie. What could it be? Hang on.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, here we go. Here's the 7:20 Men from Maine. Let's do it.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Wem runs into Ephus at $3 Dewey's, and during a conversation, some amazing information about Ephus' relationship with Effie is divulged. Can we hear?
Hey, Lamb.
Yeah?
Did I tell you I met Effie at a singles bar?
Oh, no.
Boy, I sure was surprised.
Well, why was that?
Because I thought she was home watching Little Ephus.
Join us again for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, this is for you ladies this morning. Do you feel like you can tell your husband absolutely anything? Anything? No. I take that as a no.
No, I think I can pretty much tell Dave Falcone everything.
Okay.
With the exception of my my mini addiction to TJ Maxx and Home Goods.
Okay, so
like I would call my best friend Melissa up and be like, guess what I got? But I wouldn't do that with Dave.
Okay, well, that was my next question. If you can't tell your husband, is there someone you feel comfortable that you can tell anything to?
Yeah, I could pretty much tell my best friend Melissa anything, because she's non-judgmental, and neither is Dave. In fact, I can say with a lot of confidence that I could tell them, each of them, anything. Except what I'm talking about them to each other. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'll tell Dave about things Melissa does. Melissa. And I'll tell Melissa things that Dave does.
This is very complicated. Very complicated.
I know. It's hard to keep it straight. Okay, so it'd be your best... I have a third friend, Deb.
So it would be your best friend. It wouldn't be your mom.
Like, I couldn't tell my mom some things, like, especially the stuff that Melissa and I did in high school.
Okay.
But, like, yeah. But, yeah, you can't. Yeah, you're. I think it's. And then there's this new study out that says more than half of women say they're closer to their best friend than their husband. I don't think I'm closer. I think that it's, you know, it's a different sort of relationship. But the reasons that the women say this is that we can talk about everything. She listens better. And I can tell her things I couldn't tell my partner. I don't know what those things are. We laugh until we cry. That's another one. I laugh with Dave until we cry. Usually I laugh with the scale and then we cry about it. And I can really be myself around her. We go back much further. That's another thing. It's not about true. Necessarily being super close, but I feel like...
You've known her longer.
I've known her a little longer. So she was there in high school at Village Garden Gift at the Canton Mall. So we can go back and talk about our first job. I don't know, Hank and Brian and Lauren, do you feel like you could tell your best friend more than you could tell your wife?
No, because my best friends would hold it against me forever.
Really?
No, I went out with my two oldest friends, Joe and Steve, last night.
Yeah.
And you know what? There are no warts. I can tell them anything.
Okay.
The good
yeah.
and the bad, because I met Joe in second grade and Steven in seventh grade.
And yeah. does the same go for when you're with Pam, your wife?
Pretty much. I would say that they're on equal footing.
Equal footing?
Yeah.
Brian Bell?
I don't tell anybody anything.
You're going to play close to your best.
Safe.
You know, I'm with you, Brian. You know, if you keep your mouth shut, you stay out of trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
It's always nice to have somebody to talk to who has their own set of dirt, too.
That's the thing. And we all know who I'm talking about.
Because they're less judgmental.
That's true. That's very true, Hank. That's very true.
Yep. Find yourself a best friend with a past.
That's always
you did.
Okay. Hey, we got
no. I didn't.
LBF has your dirty laundry update coming up. It's 7:45 this morning. Oh my God!
It's the biggest breakup in rock history. Well, that's kind of overstating it, but it's pretty big.
Okay. So what's going on? And we're going to play a tune by them coming up in just a few minutes here, and we'll identify them.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, LBF's 7:45 Dirty Laundry update includes rumors that there's trouble in paradise.
Yeah, this is brought to you by Citizens Bank. It's the biggest breakup in 2018.
Biggest breakup 2018.
Well, you know what? They broke the chain. They told him to go his own way. It was a landslide defeat. I'm having so much fun for losing Buckingham.
You
going
to do any more of these?
No. And no, it's
don't,
not.
Stop.
Please.
Please don't stop. No problem. I'm going to continue on. Okay, so Lindsey Buckingham has been fired from Fleetwood Mac. They're going on tour. They have no U.S. dates yet. There are some U.K. dates,
UK
right?
U.K. dates. I saw those,
But, yeah, so I guess that they have fired Lindsey Buckingham. The band plans to tour this summer, and he'll be replaced by Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. By the way, Stevie Nicks always wanted to join Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers in the late 70s.
Is that right?
She would constantly tell the band members, be like, I'm doing that. And Neil Finn of Crowded House. I guess... Those two have been jamming with the band for the past week. As for Lindsey, the band just said, quote, he will not be performing with the band on this tour. The band wishes Lindsey all the best. Now,
that sounds like pretty much anything anybody getting fired anyways.
I know, right? Well, you know what? Lindsey Buckingham left the band. He joined Fleetwood Mac with Stevie Nicks, and their first album was what, like in 1975? It was Rumours, and it was huge.
Yeah.
And then they did Tusk, and that was pretty big, but not as big as Rumours. But during Rumours, everyone broke up. I mean, it was a crazy time. They never really got along. It's so interesting to me about these really successful bands that hate each other. It's usually
they sang really well together,
I've seen Fleetwood Mac in concert, and you know me, I hardly ever go to concerts, but it's awesome. I mean, it was really great. I feel bad that Lindsey Buckingham's not going to be there. Do you know that Lindsey Buckingham doesn't read music? Yet, he gave us this amazing, amazing American songbook, which is includes this. Do you know he wrote this?
Really?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
No, I am not kidding you.
I have no
idea. This was during his solo years. Really good reason to go back to Fleetwood Mac, but I guess it's not happening.
Classic.
Anyway, so there you go. So that's what's happening to Lindsey Buckingham. I don't think that it will affect the sales.
No,
I don't think that Lindsey Buckingham is necessarily the draw.
Hey, he was out of the band for 9 years anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And then I just want to add this one in because it's interesting to me. Which celebrity wants... I'm going to give you a quiz, everybody.
Okay.
Which
okay.
celebrity wants to adopt one kid from any continent? And I'm going to give you a list. You pick.
You mean, wait. The one kid from a continent?
One kid from every continent.
Oh, really? Okay.
Wow.
Madonna, Angelina Jolie, Katherine Heigl, Sandra Bullock, Tim Tebow, or the Octomom?
I'd go with... Kathleen, I'd go with,
Madonna.
Madonna. Yeah.
Madonna.
Yeah. Tim Tebow.
Madonna. Oh, Hank gets it. Tim Tebow says
it. Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Really?
You got to love that little penguin baby.
Yeah, that's funny. Okay.
Forgot about that Antarctica thing.
Have
yeah,
it.
Okay.
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 The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
You can feel the tension in the air because we're about to meet our player this morning for Win a Grand in 60 Seconds, and it's Carol Anderson from Foxborough, Massachusetts.
Ooh.
Good morning, and how are you doing this morning, Carol?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
How are you?
Well, thank you. Well, all the better for your asking, Carol. Now, Carol is a patient coordinator, which is really good because we hate impatient coordinators. So the deal is, you're going to be asked 10 questions within 1 minute. Your job is to give us 10 correct answers within that time. If you come to a question you don't feel comfortable with, you can say pass. We get all the way through. We can come back if we have time at the end, and you can pick them up. If you get all 10 right, you got $1,000. Are you ready to answer the questions?
Yep, ready
as
I'm ever
going
to
be.
Okay.
Okay.
LB, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Name one of Massachusetts' U.S. senators.
Kennedy.
What is the name of Fleetwood Mac's first album?
Rumors.
Who was the first person to co-host The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon?
Oh, yeah.
Who is the author of the 50 Shades of Grey series?
Cap.
What sport is Andrew Benintendi known for playing?
Cap.
What is 6 times 5 times 1?
30.
What is the capital of California?
Sacramento.
How many quarters make up $10?
$40.
Name the host of the TV show Survivor.
If I'm not mistaken here, you got 1, 2, 3, 4 correct.
Okay, that's all right. It was a strong showing, sort of. But anyway, the name of the host of the TV show Survivor, Jeff Probst. What sport is Andrew Benintendi known for playing? Baseball. E.L. James is the author of 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, way to pretend you didn't know that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah.
Nice save.
Good move.
Cardi B was the first person to co-host The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. That was last night. And one of Massachusetts' U.S. senators is Ed Markey or Elizabeth Warren. You said Kennedy.
Okay.
But is no longer.
We do have a consolation prize for you. A $100 Stop and Shop gift card. You can pick up a copy of Savory Magazine. It's available right now free at your local Stop and Shop this
Sweet.
Month featuring delicious gluten-free desserts. Yum, yum, yum. Plus, anybody else, if you would like to go ahead and play, you think you can qualify and want to be a contestant, log on to WROR.com.
What did
Good
she
luck.
Have for breakfast?
I know. I don't giggle soup.
Hey, Carolyn, thank you so much for being a player. Have yourself a great day.
Thanks for calling me.
Okay. Take
Good
care
job.
Of yourself now.
Great.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lorna Wally Morning Show, and we're very, very fortunate this morning because we have one of the funniest ladies I've ever met in my life. Kelly McFarland is joining us in the studio. Good morning,
nice.
Kelly. How are you?
This is so cute and nice. I'm gonna bite your cheeks. Yeah. I'm not gonna, because you keep yourself really far away from everyone in the studio. Like, if people haven't been to your studio, they don't know this. Maybe they do, but you sit way over there,
like Captain Kirk.
Yep, totally. This is the start. What is it called?
Starship Enterprise.
Yeah, right. The rest of us can hold hands.
Yeah,
we don't.
It's weird, too, when I come in here, they make me sit on Hank's lap, and then I'm like, can I just have my own chair? And they're like, in a minute. So that's fun.
That's why I stopped at the Tedeschi's on my way to change a 20 when you came in.
Oh, thank you so much.
I needed ones.
I needed singles. We don't know how this works, these visits.
We're here to promote women, everyone. Hello.
Well, actually, you are.
I am here to promote women.
Because
see, I segued you. How did that feel?
There's a huge comedy festival, the Women in Comedy Festival, and it's coming up next week. Starts actually next Wednesday.
It does. It starts next Wednesday. We're having a kickoff show, which is, Tony V, friend of the show,
a
friend of mine and everyone in the city. He's amazing and lovely, and everyone that knows him loves him. We have been working on this web series that this wonderful director, producer, writer, Dawn Smith, she created this web series, and Tony and I are starring in it with a bunch of other really funny people from Boston. So we're doing a screener next Wednesday night at Laugh Boston.
Nice.
Those tickets are available at laughboston.com. And it's actually a fundraising event so that we can make more episodes.
Okay, now to make more episodes.
Yeah,
that's
we're
the funds
make
are going
to make more content. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And if people would like to have information on this festival, because there are a lot of people, tell them some of the headliners.
I'm going to tell them all the ones I can remember.
Okay.
I have a sheet just in case.
Oh, my God, please. Let's do that. Well, I know a lot of these. Wanda Sykes, obviously, is coming back to town, which is going to be amazing. Tig Notaro, who is just unbelievable.
Oh, One Mississippi. Did you ever see that on
Oh, sure.
Amazon?
Yes.
Two seasons. So good.
So good. There's such variety in the festival this year. There's a lot of different voices coming together, and the comedy's just going to be great top to bottom. So there isn't a bad show on this lineup at all, and you can get all that information at WICF.com. Of course, I'm on like five shows.
Okay.
Because
they need you.
Well,
they do.
I don't know if they need me, but they're so gracious and they give me plenty of FaceTime.
What's going on in your life?
Well, let's see. I was trying to remember what we talked about last time, and I was like, I think we talked about donuts.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
I didn't bring any. Once again, I've made it two for two now. I did not bring any gluten into this place.
Okay, very thoughtful.
I didn't at all. I mean, don't check my bag, but there's none that you can see. And I still have a stinky stepson who is real cute in Stinktown, USA.
Really? How old is he?
Wow.
He's going to be 13 in a month.
Oh, yeah.
But
he's a boy.
Huh? He's a boy.
That's the problem,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, if he was a girl, we'd be dealing with a whole other level of meanness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 13-year-old girls are the meanest people on the planet. They're so mean. They're angry and mean.
And unpredictable.
Oh, my God. Loose cannon.
Yes, exactly. Just absolutely, you need a negotiator to come in and deal with them.
Their looks are deadly.
Yes.
Yeah, we have some families that we spend time with, and there's a lot of kids. Everybody has some children, so there's lots of children. Right. Don't ask me all their names. And there's a 13-year-old girl. She is the cutest person I've ever seen in my whole life. Mm-hmm. And the meanest person in the world. Like, everything she says is just like, stop, mom! Like, it's a whole other level of, did you just turn me down? You just turned me down.
I was afraid you're going to blow a meter out here.
Kelly McFarland's too loud in my head.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. No, right? Is that true, Shelby? I'd rather have a stinky boy because I can just Febreze him, right?
Yeah.
Like, I just follow him around. We light a lot of candles at our house. Just balls. Just so many. Can I say balls on the radio? I've said it twice now. So.
Is it the sneakers?
For good measure, comedy in threes, balls. So go on.
Is it the sneakers or is it the diet?
No, it's actually, she just mentioned
it. It's everything. It's like, he just has a, there's like a, yeah, balls. Do you hear me say balls?
Yes, I understand.
That's five. We're up to five. We should play that game. Where's Carol now? Call him now, Carol. Balls, 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 balls. Is there a dump button for that?
We're past that now.
He plays
way past that.
He plays baseball, and he.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, thanks so much, Hank.
Oh, now
and,
I understand. Yes.
We're just lobbing him and balls, and he wears all the catcher equipment, and it smells. That catcher equipment is in a big bag. First of all,
sure,
there might as well be a body in there. Like, seriously,
yeah,
it
gross.
Is.
You should check.
Yeah.
Hockey.
You know what? I should. I don't know what he's up to. I don't know what he's doing. I gave him a journal just so I could read it. I don't know.
Hang on. We'll be back. We'll be back with more coming up after we check traffic. And
with more what? More. I can't say it again.
That's
Kelly
okay.
McFarland, stick with ROR. We'll see you in just a few minutes.
Well, on demand.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning, this is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Okay, everybody, now look, the next chance for you to win $1,000 in cash comes up at 11 o'clock this morning, and you'll get another keyword involving Bon Jovi, who's the artist for the day today, the 5K artist of the day. You get five chances every day, Monday through Friday, to win $1,000 in cash right here at WROR. So be here at 11 o'clock this morning. Okay, now in the meantime, we have we got somebody in this studio here, Kelly McFarland, and we think there's seriously something wrong with her. That's why we like her.
Yeah.
Okay, she's very, very funny.
She's a national treasure.
There's a big, big comedy series coming up not this week, but it starts next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Shows every night. It's the Women in Comedy Festival, and you can go to WICF.com for all the information. And a lot of big stars coming in.
Yeah, there's so many big stars coming in. And you can see something every night if you want. You could see something once.
Right.
You don't put so much pressure on yourself.
Yeah, because it is hard to make plans.
Oh,
right?
My God.
Because you are going out tonight, right?
I literally just said to you on our break that I'm going to see Pink tonight, and I was like mad about it.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Right? I'm like, I'm going to Pink. I have to go to Pink tonight.
Oh, you're angry about it?
Well, I don't mean to be angry about it. I think when you get to a certain age, you're like, oh, I have to go to brunch. Everything, you're mad about it, right?
Yes.
Like,
okay,
your charmed life.
Saying,
you know what I mean? Like, oh, no, I have to. I'm sure you've had to go do wonderful things that you've been
Lauren's
angry about.
Lauren's going to Pink tonight.
Are you going to Pink tonight, Lauren?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course.
You want to have some cocktails with me?
I'm in charge of the trapeze.
I know.
Kind of an interesting job.
She does swing around a lot.
She does swing a lot, yes.
My seats are not good, so I hope she swings right up to the top balcony. You know
okay,
what I'm saying?
Very good.
Let's get a good look at her pink, and then she'll go back down.
So
it's true, though.
Yeah,
I understand what you're saying,
you know,
because it's like I'd rather sit around in my underwear and watch TV.
I mean, I don't know why we had to go there, but sure, yeah. You know what's funny, though? My husband is the type of guy, he removes his pants the second he gets home.
Really?
Yeah, he's one of those. He's turned...
Like the dad on Goldberg.
Oh, my gosh. We started watching that show when it first came out, and I just looked at him, and I was like, you understand what I'm seeing here, right? Like, we don't want to go do anything, ever.
So does he, like, get in the threshold, or does he go upstairs?
No, he, like, goes into our room, and then we'll come out, and I'm like, so it's no pants. We're doing no pants? What are you, Winnie the Pooh? We're doing, like, he just doesn't, we just don't want to go do anything. I don't think anybody wants to go do anything.
No, they don't. It's so, and it's true. It's like you just get angry about it.
Yeah.
Like, I have to. And it's the loveliest thing.
And it's great stuff that you're going to be doing, right?
Can I just tell you, we go to this, we got invited last year to this island off the coast of Maine to stay at a house.
Yeah.
And the week leading up to it, because there's so much prep for something like that, you would have thought we were going to jail. Do you want to get together next weekend for lunch? No, I can't. We're going to this, it's this private house off this island off the coast of Maine. We're having a lobster feed. I've got to go to a Christmas tree shop and get bibs. I mean, are you kidding me right now? I have to go get we had to get one of those beach wagons because they have a private sanded area on the coast. Oh my God, I hate them so much. How dare them?
Okay, hey, Kelly, thanks so much for coming in today.
I'm exhausting to you. I understand.
Anybody who wants to see any of these shows, just log on to WICF, Women in Comedy Festival. And it's next Thursday, not this, but next Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Don't forget Wednesday, Lauren.
Is there Wednesday?
There's a Wednesday. We're doing a big kickoff party.
Oh, yeah, but you're doing that one, right?
No, it's through Women in Comedy Festival.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I know. Look at me keeping you on tap.
Okay, thank you very much for keeping us up to speed.
I love that shirt. You look great today.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Hey, thanks a million for coming in.
Thank you. I've had the best time.
Good.
Yes.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.